Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark is nowhere to be found. That's because you're not going to find Mark on Monday nights anymore.
Yeah, I guess this is the first night.
Exactly.
He has to get the night off this week.
He's getting a different night off because we used to both have Sunday nights off, and now we're doing the Sunday only or Sunday internet only show, which hopefully will not be internet only for too long. But he's taken that show over, so we're working on getting it syndicated out to radio stations. And so you can hear Mark hosting the show in the main role on Sunday nights, and he'll be back in his co-host seat tomorrow night. But Dale, you join us on Monday nights, and so you're now sitting where he normally sits, and of course it's always great having you here on Free Talk Live.
Love to be here.
Now, you host your own show, Prometheus Unchained. Folks can go to flamingfreedom.com to hear you, to hear more of you, Dale, and some of your co-hosts and cohorts. But you actually did your show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival this past weekend.
Yeah, that was awesome. We got to interview a lot of people at Porkfest, packed from front to end with people talking about their experiences at Porkfest and the bigger gay dance party and things like
it
that.
It was. I can't compare it to the first dance party because I wasn't at the first one due to, unfortunately, sleeping through it. But this one was incredible. The Buzz's bigger gay dance party was just, it may have been the most fun that I had at Porkfest.
Yeah, I think it was for me.
Yeah. Actually,
and it definitely was
too.
Way bigger than last year. It really exploded this year.
I made at least $50 in tips while
that's
I was there.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. That's really good tips. I mean, especially for an amateur performer on
yeah,
a stripper pole.
So. Never really. Well, it wasn't all on the stripper pole. It was,
that's
I was
right.
Dancing up on the boxes, but I've never really done much dancing before.
I actually did the stripper pole.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. And now my political career is shot if those videos get out, which they will. So, oh well.
Anyway, it was a blast. I'm sure the videos are already being uploaded to YouTube since people are home now. Lots of people headed home yesterday from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a week-long event. For those of you that don't know, you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. The new dates, by the way, have been announced, and I went ahead and posted them over at freekeen.com today. So for those of you that missed out, get your calendars marked, and more importantly, get your campsite reserved or your hotel room reserved now.
I already did.
June 18th through the 24th of 2012. That is purportedly the week that the next Porkfest will be.
This thing's exploding. It's like exponential growth every year, and the smart people reserve their room on Sunday before they leave the campground.
Exactly.
Or their campsite or RV site or whatever.
Yeah, unfortunately, on Sunday, I don't think the word had gotten really out to a lot of people about that.
I didn't know when the dates were, but I went to them and I said, I want Monday to Sunday of next Porkfest, and they were able to reserve it.
I see. So Rogers already knew what the dates were.
I think they must have, or else they were just willing to put people down for Porkfest and then adjust it later.
So, anyway, the dates have been announced. It's all up there at freekeen.com. You can see that. But there's also other news that has come out of the activism world. It was a good day for people that were at Porkfest yesterday to kind of go and tour around the rest of the state. People left Porkfest. Some people went back to Manchester. Some people headed back to the seacoast. And some came here to our very own Keene, New Hampshire, for our social event that we have on Sundays here. And I think we had a pretty good turnout yesterday for that. But this morning, people had the opportunity to go and see a trial. So everybody that was still in New Hampshire, some people had to leave right away. You know, their planes were leaving Sunday night, and they had to go to the airport, etc. But some folks are staying a few extra days here in New Hampshire just as an excuse to check out the rest of the state because they spent a week up in Lancaster. But a lot of the action and the activism is happening in the southern tier of the state on a regular basis. So a number of people came out this morning, and I think you were one of them, Dale.
Yeah.
Came out this morning.
A lot of people, actually. We had quite a pack. You know, there was a while where everyone except one person in the courtroom, and it was quite a few were all people visiting, you know, either Free Keen folks or people visiting from Porkfest.
Yeah, exactly. And so give them great opportunity to kind of get a taste of some of the activism that, actually happens here. Frequently we find ourselves in court, and I wish it were less frequently, but then again, it's one of those things that I'm willing to do because I want to support people that get in trouble with the system and its stupid laws. I want to be there to support them in whatever way I can. Typically, the way I do it is by going and recording, because I've just been doing it so long. I've been there for so long, it's not a problem for me to get in with a video camera to record whoever it is that's in there. So I had my camera set up and was recording as two different Free Staters were on trial today. One of them for driving without a license. The other was for a trespass.
Isn't it interesting how they collectivize us that way? It seems like they always put trials together if they realize that they're Free Staters and they put their trials together.
In this case, they waited until all the other hearings were done for the day as well, which is also a weird thing, because sometimes they don't always do that consistently. Sometimes they'll actually, like if it's an arraignment or something like that, they'll put the Free Stater or the Liberty Activist, they'll put them first up in front of a whole room of people. And then sometimes, like,
maybe they're hoping to clear out the Free Staters early.
But I don't understand why that would be. It would seem like they would want to punish us by making us wait. I'm glad they do that.
I think it might be if they figure it, if they're expecting it to be fairly straightforward, it's just an arraignment or something like that. I think they might just like to clear out all the Free Staters early.
I see what you're saying. So, but in the trials case today, because arraignments are really quick usually, but trial is lengthier. And so they did have there was a lot of us there, and Rich Angel was on trial, as I said, for driving without a license. He was found guilty on that. And he said he was going to appeal, so that keeps him out of jail. It was like a $103 fine, which in New Hampshire will get you about 2 days in jail because it's $50 a day. And he let the man in the robe know that he wasn't going to pay this fine, and that he, as a human being, has a God-given right to travel, and he feels like he doesn't have to ask any bureaucrat's permission to travel safely. He provided evidence that he has never, been convicted or charged or anything like that with any kind of serious motor vehicle violation. He hasn't put anybody in danger through his driving, so he showed that he's a safe driver, and none of that matters to the people calling themselves the state. They believe that you are obligated to follow their rules.
I expected them to act like statists, of course, and to come to that conclusion, but I was actually surprised that he was, that he didn't just tell him like what he told me when I said I'm not going to pay the fine, which was, in my case, it was not getting an inspection in time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said I wasn't going to pay the fine, he said, well, they'll just eventually revoke your license then. He didn't say I was going to go to jail or anything like that. I was willing to go to jail if necessary.
Well, they can't revoke Rich's license. He doesn't have one.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And maybe that's why they didn't threaten to revoke it. And one of these days I'll be thinking about stuff before I say it.
Well, with the whole driving without a license thing, it's not a problem likely the first time you get hit with it, but if you keep getting driving while suspended or driving with no license, there's a chance you may get a repeat offender status, which could really bring you some serious charges. And that's one of the big concerns I have about doing consistent civil disobedience, is that eventually, if they call you a repeat offender, that gives them reason to stick you in jail for a long time, even on a lightweight misdemeanor charge, which is why numbers of people are so important. Like down in Orlando, we talked with John Kurtz and some of the Orlando crew this weekend. They'd come up, rented an RV and came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and got a chance to meet up with some of them and talk about their experiences where they've been arresting people in the park in Orlando for feeding hungry folks. You've heard about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
They've arrested over 25 people now.
It's one of my favorite forms of civil disobedience when you have a case like that where it's so obvious the state is hurting people with this ridiculous law. It's such an obviously horrible law, and openly violating it, openly breaking the law is such a great choice for civil disobedience.
And they've been doing a great job because they've been able to continue exciting new people into coming out and getting arrested. The same folks haven't had to come back out and get rearrested. It's been new people getting arrested every time, until just recently when somebody did get busted for trespass. So one of the people that was arrested originally for feeding the hungry was then told, you can't come back here. He did come back and was arrested for trespass. But the point being that if they keep coming back and getting arrested, they'll get a repeat offender status. So it's why it's critical to have new blood into the movement to come in. That way somebody can get arrested once and not have to get arrested after that if somebody else comes in then afterwards to follow up and get arrested for the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? That makes sense. 800-259-9231. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. This program brought to you by SACL CAI. You need some help with collections because it sucks doing that alone. Give it to them, and they'll take care of it for you, and they'll do it with respect. Go to SACLCAI.com. You can also find their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you as we kick off another week of fun here. Post-Porkfest, managed to get some good sleep last night, man. I was pretty beat when I got home. I mean, it was a long
Yeah, I really expected it to be much worse, actually, for
really?
Me. I was surprisingly holding up pretty well Sunday when I got back, even after that really long drive back.
It must be that new diet of
I think it must be. I mean, I got, like, of course, I attribute every good thing to my new diet, but I think I slept on average 6 hours a night at Porkfest, or maybe less.
Yeah.
And I was fine most of the time.
Let's continue here. 800-259-9231. Recapping for you what went down today, this morning, at Keene District Court. I was hoping, get back from Porkfest, take the morning on Monday to catch up. Nope, I didn't have time to catch up on anything. It was all almost all activism all day today, where the activists turned out this morning to support two of their brethren who were facing trial, one for a trespass charge when he went to a jail to bail out a friend, Rich Paul, the man that kind of made a name for himself with the 420 celebrations here in Keene, had gone to the Cheshire County Jail. He believed he had permission to go there, was then arrested.
And the reason why he thought he had permission to go there was because someone at the jail on the phone told him he could come.
Right, to come bail him out, actually.
Yeah.
He was coming to bail his friend out from the jail, and they arrested him because he had a no trespass order, as you and I also do, Dale, because we were all arrested together a year ago at that jail for so-called trespassing, and that was a whole fiasco on its own, a bunch of nonsense. The idea you're not allowed to trespass, you're not allowed to gather, to assemble, as the so-called First Amendment allows you to do so on these public properties, is just, it's an insult. And anyway, they arrested a dozen of us for it, and Rich was one of them. So they busted him for trespass, and that's why he was in court today. Actually, that trial didn't complete because the man in the robe had to recuse himself. At one point, the prosecutor called a witness that I guess he'd had a business dealing with back when he wasn't a judge, but was instead a defense attorney.
Yeah.
So he had, had a case with her back in the early 1990s, and he admitted this in court. And
I'm really surprised, too, because Burke seems incredibly reluctant to recuse himself, even when it seems like it ought to happen. So
he did.
I'm refreshed that it did happen.
He seemed shaken too when he was doing it, which was weird. But
it's like he knows something that we don't know. I don't know, but
yeah,
he did recuse himself, so.
So that case ended as a mistrial. It'll be rescheduled for later. The other guy, Rich Angel, was found guilty of driving without a license, sentenced to a $103 fine, said he was going to appeal it to the Supreme Court.
It really disturbs me that they are still pushing through with that case, too, because right after the very first witness, you know, Van Wickler, the superintendent of the jail, right after the very first witness, it starts to sound just absolutely ridiculous. That you know, when you understand the situation that someone at the jail actually told Rich he could come and bail this guy out, and then for them to arrest him as soon as he arrives, you know, and Van Wickler saying, you know, I have to be the one to authorize it, and it can't be, you know, my people don't have the authority to do that, and he's saying, well, don't you count on your people to know what they're supposed to be able to do or not, and you know, isn't the public supposed to be able to count on them to know what they're supposed to be able to do or not? It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is a case it shouldn't have happened in the first place. But it's certainly after this much work and resources exerted on it, a sensible prosecutor would have dropped a ridiculous case like this by now. It's just not worth this much ridiculous resources.
Something even more ridiculous was what happened to LibertyOnTour.com's Bo, the third guy. There's Damo, Pete, and Bo, three guys traveling around in an RV, spreading the word about freedom, meeting up with liberty activists around the country. They recently just wrapped up, the end of Porkfest, wrapped up their Free State Friendship Tour, where they were touring all around New Hampshire. And Bo had come out this morning to show support for the folks that were in court. He was sitting in there for a good 20 minutes with his hat on, before the men in the coats, suit coats, the security agents, began to harangue him over the hat. Unfortunately, I had stepped out because I had to go to the bathroom while this happened. So were you there for the entirety of it?
I did. I kind of missed the initial part of it, and I saw that someone was recording it. Someone was filming it up close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really surprised I didn't get hassled for that. Because, you know, they seem to get upset if anyone films anything in the courtroom without permission, or if you try to turn the camera toward the audience, or, you know, anything like that. So I was really surprised that he got away with it.
Right. That's an interesting point, because I have been, as I said, I've filmed plenty of things in this particular courtroom. And normally when you are the designated person, because normally they say they'll only allow one person to video record. But in this case, Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund was recording in addition to me. And then when this event went down, multiple cameras came out.
Yeah, I know of at least a third, and I think you're probably right that more. But I know at least a third camera came out and was recording it up close.
But what we've seen happen is when stuff goes down in court, they don't seem to even attempt to control the cameras at that point. In fact, afterwards, in this aftermath, after they arrested him for wearing a hat in court, he's in jail right now, by the way. It's a 5-day sentence for contempt of court, which I'm surprised it was only 5 days. And who knows, maybe there will be more shenanigans later as the 5 days comes up.
Well, and it appears that he may not be giving his name, even
though
they know it.
Which may keep him in longer.
I guess they're able to get it. And there was the threat that, you know, he will stay in there until he does. Indefinitely, yeah.
And then, so at one point, I'm not sure it was on the indefinitely, it's all on the video, but at one point when he was brought in front of the man in the robe after being arrested to have his little hearing, his contempt of court, right of allocution, as it's called, at one point the whole crowd laughs at something that that Burke, just something absurdly tyrannical that Burke says. The whole crowd laughs, and Burke orders, or it seemed like the whole crowd, but a large amount of the crowd laughed. So Burke orders the entire room cleared. So, because some people in the audience laughed.
I didn't, by the way. I know that the reaction that gets out of Burke, and I did not laugh. I mean, I have to put my hand over my face sometimes to contain it, because such comical things happen in there. But I didn't. I didn't laugh. I kept my composure.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we were all kicked out. Yeah. And it was no longer a public hearing at that point, as far as I can tell.
This is it's the weirdest thing. And the whole arresting somebody for a hat thing, totally outrageous, completely unnecessary.
And yet there are people out there that will say the guy that won't take his hat off is being outrageous, you know?
Right. Well, it's an insult to the dignity and the decorum of this court, or some other nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and so he asked, well, why is it disrespectful not to take your hat off? Or he said, what's disrespectful about it? And the answer was, because it's disrespectful not to take your hat off.
That's the way things are. Essentially, that was his point, was, well, when you go into a theater, you take your hat off. When you go into a restaurant, you take your hat off. When you go into a court, you take your hat off. I mean, that was the reasoning for it, basically.
Yeah, you know, the translation is that he's not showing the proper reverence to the court.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel reverence for the court, then just arbitrarily showing it is a lie.
1-800-259-9231. That's what they want you to do. They want you to lie so they can have their little image.
So they can maintain their big lies.
Yeah, exactly. Their aura of legitimacy, if you will. So a little bit more coming up about how they kicked people out of court, because they weren't completely successful at it. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there free. Listening options are included. We've got live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, they're both there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. And around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is playing for you there. So it doesn't matter what time you tune in, you'll always hear the latest show. In addition to that, you'll learn about the great radio stations, over 100 of them that carry the show throughout the week, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU-band channel, as well as our webcam, which is back in operation. For the last week, we were at Porkfest. There was no way in hell we would be able to stream anything out of there, so the webcam was out of commission for a week, but it's back. You can see that. And learn about the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. Go and get the details on all that and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same place. It's not about Porkfest. The Free State Project goes all year long. People, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is just something they do once a year to bring folks together and have a good time. In fact, I hear they're also bringing back their second yearly event, which is the Liberty Forum. More on that when we learn it. But you can come up here anytime you want. As long as you announce in advance that you're coming here, people will come out to meet you. The people that have moved here, like you and I, Dale, I mean, we've lived here now a few years, several years in my case.
It's a pretty common occurrence to get a text message alert and find out someone's going to be at some restaurant at a certain time, and a bunch of people just show up spontaneously.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with very little notice. Ideally, if they let us know ahead of time,
a little more planning helps. Yeah, I mean, if you let folks know maybe a week in advance or something like that or whatever. And you can always go to, like, freekeen.com. You can see some of the things on the calendar so you can get some idea of what's going on up here. But anytime you want to come up to New Hampshire, come on up. And wherever you're going, whether it's Keene or Manchester or wherever it is you're interested in looking at, there are people in all of those areas, and most of them are very, very friendly folks and willing to come out and see you. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place. Because to me, that is the critical element, the element of concentration, of bringing multiple people together. This morning, what would have happened had somebody gone to trial and one person had come with them? Because we were out this morning, Dale, and there were maybe 20 people in the audience that were all liberty activists, many of whom actually lived here in the area, but others were still here visiting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, just because they're still here from last week.
Including an Australian.
Yeah, and how different would that situation have been if there were only one guy, like if Bo, the guy with the hat, was the only guy sitting in the audience?
Yeah, and later when they were trying to clear the waiting area, there were a lot of people there, and cops showed up, just like a couple of cops. And how much do you think it affected their response, which was actually pretty mild? I have to say kudos for that. They're softening their response a little bit, or at least they did this time. If there hadn't been so many people there, I mean, you know, that's a lot of people to try to arrest, right?
Yeah, that's right. Numbers make a difference. And these guys are bureaucrats. They're lazy, man. They don't want to fill out all that paperwork. They'd much rather just go on, get back in their patrol car, go park on the side of the road and fall asleep. Or
hand out some tickets.
Yeah. Or in some cases, actually, maybe some of them actually want to go and actually find a real criminal. I mean, there's that possibility as well. But I remember it was a few years ago, Dale, that in that very same lobby that you're talking about, where we were gathered today after the public was kicked out of the so-called public trial, where it was a few years ago where they ordered everybody out and then trapped people in there and charged them all with trespassing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they said, you know, you're going to be arrested if you don't leave, and showed up and caught a lot of people off guard and in fact, did arrest about five to seven people,
yeah. I think, in that particular case. So that changed, right? They didn't do that today. They had multiple cops come up to try to intimidate us to make us leave, but they ended up actually conceding that, oh, this is a public area and you are allowed to be here as long as you don't impede the traffic of anyone trying
to. Yeah, they made some reasonable requests. They said, don't impede any traffic or any court business. Don't make too much noise, you know, of course, happening next door. So, and I think people found those requests to be reasonable and stuck around.
But before that happened, before the people were out in the lobby, let's rewind a little bit back here, because what happened in court was really outrageous. The man in the robe orders everybody out, because some folks laughed at one point, and so he orders everybody out of the courtroom. Well, actually, he didn't order. He asked them.
Right.
And I don't remember the exact phrase. It's all on video, and I've got the video. We'll put it up later over at freekeen.com. But essentially he said, I'm asking everyone to leave. Or something like that. He used the term ask. And so, of course, most people obediently got up and left. Because, you know, a lot of people aren't ready to get arrested for disobeying the man in the robe. I'm not ready to get arrested either. But I'll still push things as far as I can possibly push them. The reason I'm not ready to get arrested is because I was arrested 4 times last year. And I'm out on bail 3 times. And I'm facing trials here in another couple months for those.
Yeah, and Mark, when you delayed, Mark was already telling me. He's like, oh, let's make plans for tonight's show when he gets to jail.
But I had told them that I was going to be there to record this trial. I put in a notice to let them know I'm here to record these trials today. And so my position was, look, I'm not leaving. It's my job to record these trials.
He asked us to leave. I paused and sat back down. The guy came up and put extra pressure on me.
Right.
And I told him, I said, but he said, ask us to leave. And I also said, I didn't make any noise. I didn't laugh. but he didn't.
Right. So the court security started really kind of getting pushy about it. Like, they were certain it was an order, even though he did say yes. They were certain it was an order, and they were demanding that everybody leave. And so I started to kind of pack my stuff up and, you know, kind of make like I was getting ready to leave, but at the same time, I wasn't really moving
anywhere.
You
left Ridley style.
I didn't even really get started on leaving. And at that point, the clerk of court comes back into the room, and I call him out because he's in charge of the whole operation. He and the man in the robe are in charge of the whole operation. I called out to him, and I said, I need to hear from, you know, the man in the robe on this. If he orders me to leave, then I will. But I'm not going to leave because these guys are telling me to do so. And he said, I'll find out. He goes off and he checks. And while he's checking, the other guys ignored me, basically, at that point. And then when he came back in, he said, yeah, you can stay. The cameras can stay. So he actually allowed both me and Jason Talley, the second camera, which supposedly only one camera is supposed to be allowed in court. He allowed us both to stay to record the remainder of the so-called hearing that Bo was given, the guy for wearing a hat. So we did end up successfully recording all of that that hearing. Now, he's sitting in jail for 5 days. The video of his arrest is up right now at freekeen.com. It's called The War on Hats Continues. Great post from Liberty on Tour's Ademo. It's up there now. And like I said, I've got the full video from the trials and stuff today, but man, I'm so behind. I'm hoping I have time to just crank out some trial videos for later, because I still haven't even put up Mark's trial from like 3 weeks ago. Anyway, so it was a busy morning here in little old Keene, New Hampshire. Oh, and then Lakeland shows up into town.
And there's yet more after that when we get to it.
Yeah, well, so let's get to you and your thoughts here. Matt is actually on the line listening in New York. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hi guys. I'm actually calling about gay marriage in the military. It's something that I've been meaning to talk to Dale about.
Gay marriage in the military?
Yeah, so as you guys probably know, they've got the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell that they've had coming along the pike. It hasn't actually become official yet, but we had a training on it, and we were told that because of the Defense of Marriage Act, it's a federal law preventing federal benefits for same-sex couples. They actually told us that you will get no benefits, and one of the most striking things I heard was that if you were a gay couple with a child and wanted to live in based housing, your child would be allowed to live with you as long as it was legally adopted, but your partner wouldn't be allowed to live with you with that child. And I'm just wondering what you guys, if you guys have any thoughts on that.
So this is your current experience in the military right now. This is what they're telling you on your base.
That's the official policy.
Okay.
And you're in the military. This is what you're hearing from them.
Yes.
Okay.
I see.
We'll bring it back here in a moment. We'll continue with this issue at 800-259-9231. Gays in the military, your thoughts certainly welcome. Bring up whatever you want. Why anyone would want to be in the military is my question. But 800-259-9231, you take control of Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. The idea is we'll take in that $3 a month and we will reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only forum, as well as podcast details and sign up information, all available over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure site over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, Matt is with us listening in New York. Now, Matt, you say you're in the military, and I'm sorry to hear that, but you're in the military, and they're issuing details to you as a troop about this, I guess, don't ask, don't tell, or the modification to don't ask, don't tell. Can you go ahead and recap again what you'd heard?
Yeah, well, obviously, like Dale said, the easiest answer would be to get out, but I mean, for some people, that's not really an option. They have a length of service obligations to meet, but what they were telling us was that while they would be repealing the official don't ask, don't tell policy and that you would be able to serve openly in the military, that they're basically using the Defense of Marriage Act as a crutch to deny rights to people that would be allowed to opposite sex couples. So, for example, you wouldn't get the health care benefits, you wouldn't get the pay benefits, and other items like that.
Well, and those things, marriage right now, because of the because of the what's it called again? The Defense of Marriage Act.
Marriage.
Because of the Defense of Marriage Act, marriage is still not recognized at the federal level for same-sex couples, and so marriage is a state recognized thing for gay marriage. Some gay marriages are recognized depending on what state you're in, and that means that I'm not surprised, really, that the federal organization, the military, is not recognizing or respecting them. I'm not saying it's horrible. I mean, this is why I push for until we get the government out of marriage, which is a huge ordeal and probably quite some time off, I am all for, that's why I believe it absolutely, the discrimination needs to stop towards gay people, and that includes at the federal level, and most importantly at the federal level. But in the meantime, I'm not surprised they do that.
So let me see if I've got this straight, Matt. So what you're saying is that if somebody is in the military and they're gay and it's found out that they're gay, they won't be kicked out, but there's no benefits to their partner is essentially what you're saying.
What they told us was that it's not official yet. They're still trying to determine if they can do this. And obviously the wheels move very slowly in the military. But they were saying that if you had a legally recognized marriage in whatever state allows it, they would not recognize that from their perspective because they're not allowed to under the law. And I just thought it was very interesting because you have I don't know if Dale saw this when he was in the military, but you have these situations where you have kids that get married at 18, 19 years old purely for the money. Like that's the only reason why they do it, and yet they're going to deny those same rights.
I remember that when I was in the Navy, people considering getting married because there were more benefits and quite significantly more benefits in the Navy.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Matt. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for the update. Good luck getting out of there alive. 800-259-9231. Actually, on Saturday night at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man, the television show on RT, he had been there and he was filming his show earlier in the week, and he called out for veterans to get together. Because there are a number of military veterans in this movement. Dale, you're one of them. You were in the Navy for a while, and there's JJ is also one of our co-hosts. He's on Thursday nights. He's also with former military. And so there's a lot of people that are in that role. I mean, they went into the military and they figured out just how awful government was because they were on the inside track. And so he called a meeting, basically, of all former military, of all people that might currently be in the military, of even those who are considering joining the military, and any other interested parties, to get together after Free Talk Live was over on Saturday night and have a meeting in that room there. And I actually came into that a little ways while it had after it had gotten started and sat in and kind of listened in to what was going on. And the conversation, I think, was intended to be about activism, but it ended up kind of becoming a counter-recruiting session because there were two people that were there in the circle of folks that had gathered. Two young men were there who were considering joining the military. And so it was basically...
It's a little mind-blowing that they would be at Porkfest and be considering joining the military. But, you know, and
not
when times are tough...
Right, well, times are tough. And besides that, not everybody at Porkfest is the, you know, the most ultra-principled voluntarist. I mean, that's just...
Right.
That's the case.
True.
So, and some of the people at Porkfest are even somewhat new to the ideas of liberty, and that's okay. You know, it's not a closed event. And anyway, these guys were there, and they were openly talking about their reasons as to why they wanted to join the military. And, of course, everyone in the room was vehemently against the idea. All these vets were in there telling their story and relating their experience and giving them their answers as to why it is they shouldn't join the military. It was really interesting from that perspective, hearing all these different guys from the military talk about why it's just awful. And how, you know, they tell you one thing and they do another. They'll promise you money for college and then they'll come up with a reason to not give it to you. Just all kinds of stuff. So it was posted here today that one of the gents who was considering joining the military has made a Facebook post about his decision to not join the military as a result of attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I thought I'd share
that
post.
That's a big win, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I'd share that post here. It's from a guy named Scotch. And he says, basically, Porkfest was like a religious experience, minus the religion. But first off, let me tell you about the most immediate change I'll be making in my life. No more joining the military. Yeah, I know, I was all gung-ho about it, but let me just be honest. I was lying to myself to pump myself up over a BS job because I thought I had no other options. I thought it was either torture myself in the military or torture myself in the ivory tower prison we call academia. I was miserable, and I thought it was a catch-22. But Porkfest was life-changing in the fact that it showed me there are other options. Originally, I wanted to work within the system and try to change the system for the better. He actually brought this objection up during the military meeting, thinking that he could change the military from the inside.
Yeah, as a little enlisted peon.
Yeah. But while I was there, I had a... Well, I mean, even if he was an officer...
Right,
still,
even as a... He's still a peon.
But while I was there...
He's just joined.
I had a conversation with Adam Kokesh and a bunch of veterans at the Veterans for Paul Ron Paul Roundtable and talked to them about their military experiences and what they thought. The discontent was universal. They all told me not to join. Not a single one of them had a good thing to say about the military. It really made me reconsider that because...
What,
I mean,
no one said it builds character?
No, none of it. It really made me reconsider that because, I mean, you can go to all the... I'm sure if we open the phones, you know, phones are always open here. I'm sure it's not hard to find somebody out there. I love the military. It was a great experience. Boy should join up right away.
It's brewing in their bellies right now. I guarantee it, Ian.
If you want to call and pump the military up, feel free. 800-259-9231. We know you're out there. So back to Scotch here. He says, it really made me reconsider that because, I mean, you can go to all the U.S. government propaganda websites, you can talk to all the civilians you want, but to actually hear what a like-minded libertarian veteran has to say about serving, well, that really changes your perspective on things. And the other thing about Porkfest that really convinced me to not join the military is that it showed me there's another option out there. It shows me I don't have to work within the system. I don't have to whore myself out as a slave to the state in order to make a living. You can work outside the system, and although there are some risks with that, F it, man. Live free or die. I have a plan for what I want to do, though, instead of that, because, well, I would have to just sit around being a drunk bum all day, and I'm sure some of you who saw me at Porkfest probably think that is my career.
You know, let me stop you for just a moment. He said, well, you can work outside the system, and that's wonderful, but it almost is like he went from one extreme radically to the other, which is like, now I'm not even gonna, I want to work completely outside the system, which is great, but there's also a lot in between that's a whole lot better than the military. You can get a job that maybe it's in the system, but you can quit it at any time.
Right,
at least.
That was one of the hard
And maybe your job isn't killing innocent people, you know, or in, contributing in some way toward killing innocent people.
Right, or packing the rounds into a box that somebody then loads up and kill innocent people with. And that point was made very firmly at this particular meeting was that, you could quit a crappy job, but this job you can't quit for 8 years. So he says, and that's just a waste of the wonderful potential that I have. I really need to think about what I'm going to do with my future, but I need to move to New Hampshire sometime soon after graduating. There are a lot of people in that position. They're in college right now, and they're looking at New Hampshire as the go-to destination, which is a great time to go, to make a move, to pick up and go somewhere. After you're done with college, big change in your life.
Yeah, it's really a perfect time for it, and it's going to be a lot easier than if you get married, have kids, and start setting roots and somewhere else.
So anyway, he talks about some of the other things he wants to do, but I thought it was interesting that that one conversation with some liberty-oriented veterans changed that person's mind, which brings me to the point about counter-recruitment. And I'd like to talk about that concept here in a moment. Hour number two is next, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.